Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Today I'm going to talk about the farm bill. Before I get started on that, my thoughts on the tragic Charlottesville riots, where a hate monger from a different state slammed into the crowd with his car, killing one young lady and injuring many others. The white nationalist rally intent was to prevent the removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee. The result was death and destruction. President Trump condemned the Ku Klux Klan and neo-Nazis, and I quote, "Hatred and bigotry have no place in America." And he also went on to say, "There is blame on both sides." I agree, but this is not the first example of race rioting, and probably will not be the last. Remember Ferguson, Baltimore, Dallas, and other examples of confrontation fueled by, in those cases, Black Lives Matter. Property destroyed, cars burned, stores ransacked, police officers shot. These are bad people. There are bad people out there on both sides. We don't need these kind of unlawful and sometimes deadly encounters. And now let's consider the farm bill. Congress started writing farm bills in the 30s to help farmers through the Great Depression. Every 4 or 5 years, we get a new farm bill. The farm bill is more than farm. Nutrition programs, including food stamps. They spend about 80% of that money. Then we have farm supports led by crop insurance, conservation, and the Forest Service. Our current farm bill runs out September the 30th, 2018, little more than 1 year from now. There has been some talk of separating the nutrition programs from the farm programs. That will not work. Food programs and farm programs need to find common ground. And I think they will. There is pressure to cut the overall spending. But then the question is, who do we take the money from? And the battle begins. On the food stamp front, one approach is to save money would be to impose some work requirements on able-bodied recipients. We have twice as many on food stamps today as we did when I was secretary. Crop insurance could be a target, but I think it will stand its ground. Cotton is looking for help. So is dairy. Wheat production is down. They may be able to justify some bump up in support. The House and Senate Ag Committee members are having hearing sessions with farms and others interested in the bill. This is just the beginning. Secretary Perdue took an RV tour with stops in 5 Midwest states. These are listening sessions now, but the real business will start soon. My opinion on the 2018 Farm Bill, when all is said and done, okay, here it is. It will not be very different from the one that we have now. Stay tuned. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.